We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Grab a drink, because this is Hangover Time.
Panthers win! Panthers win! Woo! Love that puck. Tonight was wild. You had, Vergehi.
Barky.
Vergehi had a goal.
Who's that?
Kachuk.
Kachuk.
Knuck if you buck a chuck, that's what I like to call it. Reinhardt, Reinhardt, out of control, he had a goal. Barkov had two assists.
Barky.
Chuck had an assist. Barkov had three TKs. You know,
what is that? What's a TK?
Yeah, the TKs. The takes, whatever they call it. But yeah, man. Florida Panthers 3-2, lead a series 1-0 over the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Big day in Sunrise.
I mean, what a return for Hangover Time. Right when the Panthers, you know, take a 1-0 series lead over the much-hated in-state rival Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, guys. Brass, take me out. Woo! Love that puck, boy.
Sergei Bobrovsky, huge today. Huge today. Big third. Period.
Bobrovsky and them boys. Hey. You see when it was like, bam, it was like, bam, right?
It's so great taking an early lead in the series. Oh my God, yeah. It's so good. Oh,
huge.
My God.
Against a state rival, big
hell
deal.
Yeah,
he took a stick and he was like, bang. It was like, it was crazy.
Should Lou light the beam? Should Lou light the beam for the
shit?
Lou.
Oh, let's go.
Yes!
Let's go, cats. Okay, for real, though.
Chanting, right?
Let's put up the Heat score. Do you have it?
Do we have to?
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let me turn the sound back
off.
We're primarily a Panthers podcast, but I guess we got to talk about the Heat. It's playoff time.
Cats beat.
White hot Heat beat. Yeah, look, everyone's got the white shirts on. Listen, everyone, calm the fuck down and find your guts. Do not let go of the rope. I told you guys on the Heat Beat postgame show, what was it, on Friday, that this is how it's going to go. Moose, back me up. Hit me with a drip drop. If I said they were going to lose game one,
one time for the early game one blowout prediction, drip drop.
Thank you, okay? Listen, you know who's scared of a game one blowout? Shitty coaches. Spo loves this, okay? Spo's gonna go back to the lab. He's got a bunch of tape now. We all knew they were losing game one. They've had 10 days off. 10 days, okay? The Heat have had a day and a half off. They played Friday night, quick turnaround on a Sunday morning. Listen, I'm not making a bunch of excuses, except I am. But at the same time, you're missing your two leading scorers. You're missing a ton of offense. They couldn't break 100 points today. But what I want to say is, do not get crazy over one game. Like, we've seen too many series with the Miami Heat where there's a blowout one game and they come back and act like shit ain't happened the next. Do not let go of the rope, okay? Like, this is how it was always going to go. They just need to take one. What I say, don't give us one. Do not give us one. We are taking game two. Brass, take me out. Beautiful. I am Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome back to the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, Hangover Time. It has been a full fucking year almost since we've done this show. Like, everyone, like, turn them frowns upside down. Stop being a bunch of fucking pussies and cowards, okay? Like, this is what we signed up for. We are an 8 seed going up against one of the most prolific offenses of all time. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to get blown out in game one. It was always going to happen. Game two soon come. Brass, let's do what we always do, because win or lose, we're going to have a good time. Let's find out what everyone's drinking. Listen, and someone said, Weird Al says Alf 561. It's actually Alf 404 now. I'm actually in Georgia now. But so I'm going to start with what I'm drinking. I'm drinking the beautiful Basil Hayden. Fantastic whiskey. Because you know what? I was going to do what I did on Friday. Drink a little Basil Hayden for the first half and switch to the cheaper Bullet. But you know what? I didn't give up. I kept going because the Heat didn't give up. All right, listen, boys. They gave him something to think about in that fourth quarter.
Just a little
taste. Boy Tyler Hero started heating up. I'm telling you, they scared. They should. DeLon Wright. More like DeLon Curry. Okay, don't worry. Take me out, Brass. I mean, listen. I'm amped for Wednesday. Amped. Moose, what you drinking?
As always, you already know I am with the Monkey Shoulder Playoff Edition. That's really all I got to say about, you know, tonight's game. Outside of the late minutes there in the fourth quarter where it looked like they were going to make a little bit of a comeback. But to Alf's point, we only need one, and that's coming very soon. Don't give Spo this much time to get ready for the next game, because this is where he makes his magic. Brass, take me out, please.
72 hours, G. 72 hours for Spo to get in the lab. I mean, listen, all of Boston is as scared as if they saw a black student integrating their school. G.
They didn't look, that crowd got awfully quiet in that fourth quarter.
All now, the we... lemon booty was, I mean, ever present. I guess because it's Boston, it's lime booty because it's green. But they had the lime booty all throughout that fucking fourth quarter. But go ahead, G.
We knew it was a fake comeback, but they didn't. And that's all that counts. I'm drinking, I made a little cocktail in honor of Hangover Time. It's called the Queen Slayer. It is a milk clarified coffee, orange creamsicle liqueur. So shout out to that. It's really good.
That sounds
I like
terrible.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does not sound good.
It is. No, it's espresso. It is milk washed with orange juice and coconut milk.
Brass.
Sounds as gross as today's game. Brass.
Into one rum, some Grand Meunier. Triple
slash like the Celtics.
Orange bitters.
Wait, Graham what?
I don't want to say it again.
Graham Norton.
You said Meunier.
Yeah.
Meunier?
Isn't that fucking Thor's hammer? Like, what the hell?
Graham Meunier.
Think alone. It's a hard word.
Graham Meunier? Like, what?
It's a hard word.
Mjolnir.
For that.
Brass,
I missed it. I'm taking your word for it, Alf, but I'll take about it anyway. Okay. All right.
It was worth it. Go ahead.
That's fine. So yeah, tonight, man, fuck, it's been a long time. I tell you, preseason is fucking too long nowadays. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm rusty because, like, you know, all these games that really don't fucking matter. Like, you know, I mean, Jesus, since when was it like 80 plus games for a preseason?
86
anyway,
games preseason.
Fucking
really?
Wild, man. All right. Anyway, so I'm back. I had to make a nice drink. Nothing really pertained to this game, but it's a drink that I'm really into right now, mixologist Jeffrey Morgenthaler out of Portland. Fuck you, Portland. Anyway, it's his version of amaretto sour. So it's Di Serrano. It's some cask strength bourbon, some gum syrup, and lemon juice, and some egg whites. and it's delicious. But you know, it is a sour occasion anytime you lose to Boston. And you know, here we are. But as Alf said, get some fucking guts. It's game one. Of course you're gonna take this. The only fucking player that's hurt is fucking Luke Kornet. All right? Like, I don't know what fucking, whatever we did to piss off the fucking basketball gods for our injury luck, whatever, I don't know what fucking deal they sold with the fucking devil to have no injuries this
year.
Best
team in the league, healthiest team in the league.
It's fucking wild to me. The only little bit of good feels that I have going forward is they are going to pay for this fucking stretch run of health. I'm certain of it. Just like we paid for that shit for the big three, they're going to be paying for this for years to come. So
if they get past the first round, they'll be missing three starters in the finals.
That's true. That's true.
Leches in the chat, Leches agenda commissioner says, Brass talks about his drinks the same way Doris talks about the Celtics.
Oh, buddy.
oh, God.
It's awful.
Listen, like, honestly, Doris used to be one of my favorites. I didn't care if she was talking bad about the Heat or good about the opponent. I always thought she was, like, really, really unbiased and good. I mean, we could talk about her a little bit later. We could talk about the whole broadcast. Even though I love JJ, I thought Mike Green was super fair.
Mike Wilbon's a fit.
Agreed.
I'm gonna hold back some of the comments I have because respect. Coach Lou, saucy takes.
What is up? I just got a little bit of wine because I'm celebrating, not the loss, but the fact that the Celtics still think they have a chance, you know? A little toast to that. A toast to hangover time coming back. The guts have never left. Everybody's wearing whites because the whites showed out. The only one who didn't was the one with an R in between. But, you know, it was close enough, I guess. So we were cooking today, man. We'll be back better for game two. Tune in to Wednesday because... we're going to see some real lemon booty on Wednesday.
Lime booty. It's lime booty. So listen. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
No, we're listening.
Yep. We got you. We hear it. We hear it loud.
We're listening
to Little Alf rant.
I hear Jason Tatum in the back. Is Jason Tatum at your house?
You hear Jason Tatum?
Because that's all he did was cry to every official the entire game.
Oh, Alf, why don't you do hangover time anymore? That's why.
Jason Tatum's very intrusive.
Like, honestly, I'm surprised she hasn't tried to bang down this door already a million times. Anyway.
When are we doing a cutout with Jason Tatum and it's just your daughter crying?
as soon as possible. Brasket on it. Okay, but let's actually talk about the game a little bit. Saucy Takes, you kind of brought it up, and I'm going to put it right on you, Moose, because this is your boy. Tyler Hero did not show up today. Like, he was not just bad. He was putrid. He was fucking awful. Like, I'm not going to say if he had a good game, they would have won the game. But he didn't. I mean, he didn't
damn sure
any
closer.
Chance tonight.
Listen, Brass and I were talking about it before the show started. There are levels of shit, okay? And right now, he is starting all the way at the bottom. But you know why? Because there's only one place to go but up from there. Yes, he was awful today. Yes, he was fucking terrible today. Yes, he was fucking atrocious today. But that just means that Wednesday, when the adjustments are made and he's probably out of the lineup, that we're going to come back better than ever. Listen, Boston is the place for whites, okay? I think today maybe he was just a little bit nervous to show out in front of his own kind. But on Wednesday... it's going to go crazy. And the legend of Tyler Hero in the postseason will rise. Brass, take me out. I don't believe none of that shit I just said.
One of my biggest problems with Tyler tonight is it's not like they played him really well. Like, it's not like the defense. Like, I didn't see Derek White or Drew Holiday smothering him. I saw him missing wide open shots. I saw him not taking shots he should have taken. I saw him making a bunch of bad decisions. I mean, getting your threes blocked, like just
hesitant.
Getting floaters blocked. Like, it was just, to me, it wasn't Drew. And the thing is, my problem is, if he does step his game up, Drew Holiday and Derek White are going to lock in. Like, how does Tyler avoid, like, just getting completely just, I mean, taken out of the game by two of the best perimeter defenders in the league?
Well, I tweeted this. I was like, I don't think it's going to be tough for it to be a Tyler series because Drew Holiday and Derek White are both probably two of the best guards at going over screens. And the Celtics don't drop their big too deep in their pick and roll coverage. So the big kind of is dropped, but not too deep like Milwaukee. They play almost at the level of the screen, and they have these guards that can go over, kind of neutralizing that little trick, that quick trigger pull-up. So he needs to be able to kind of get into space to attack them, and he's not finding those angles. I agree with you that he just missed a ton of open looks because, you know, when those guys sat, you know, he had Al Horford and Peyton Pritchard on him. And I think those are the minutes that you got to get your confidence up. You got to win. You got to start hitting shots. I think if they can kind of manage those minutes and Bam is kind of the primary guy in the other minutes, you know, they can kind of figure something out and then Tyler be like a secondary scorer kind of in that role, because I just think like him running offense as the head of the snake against those Boston defenders is going to be really, really tough.
Yeah, obviously, Brass, like I was watching tonight and I felt so much better every time Jaime Jaquez had the ball than when Tyler Hero had the ball. And that's like, that doesn't bode well for a long series, right? Because Jaime, as great as he's been, I thought he was awesome tonight. Showed absolutely no fear of the Boston Celtics. If he's going to be that guy for you, like I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's a winning recipe. No. Tyler, like if for them to have any chance, either Terry Rozier needs a new neck or Tyler Hero has to step the fuck up. And we didn't see, even though, okay, he got cooking in the fourth quarter a little bit, like whatever.
But that's his game, though. Once when it's 2 minutes left, that's when Tyler steps up. The problem is all the fucking 46
Tyler time.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I just don't think it bodes well going forward if Tyler Hero is going to be this bad.
Yeah, if Jaime had the game that Tyler had, like in some of the slip-ups, you'd be like, well, yeah, I mean, he's a fucking rookie, right? But like, this is year five of Tyler, and it's frustrating. I mean, obviously, you know, he had the keys to this team in a way that he's never been responsible for in this moment before, because usually he misses these moments and Jimmy is able to be in charge of everything. But like, oof, man, it's really rough. And like, and I'm not, yeah, okay, the fourth quarter heroics to like, you know, make a blowout turn into a less, you know, fucking shit your pants blowout.
Unless blowout.
Then that's fine, I guess.
To make sure we cover.
But like, I'm not right. I'm not like, I'm not.
We did, right?
No.
It's frustrating, but I mean, Jaime's, he hit that rookie wall pretty fucking hard this season, but he's shown some signs recently. I mean, he's still a really exciting player, and I really liked a lot of the shit we saw from Jaime tonight, but Tyler, not so much.
Thought he was awesome.
What's up, guys? It's Pablo the Intern here, and I know I'm interrupting your podcast, but we have to talk about the company Unified Healing that is sponsoring today's episode. You may be wondering, what is the Unified Healing? Well, I'm about to tell you. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System for short. This technology is perfect whenever you're tired, you need some relaxation, or you just want to feel good. G and I already had the pleasure of visiting one of the centers here in Miami, and my God, it was amazing. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/heatbeat. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Lou.
And by the way, like real quick before we move off of that, I think part of the Jaime stuff was those, you know, like Drew Holiday was on Tyler Hero to start. And that means that Jaime got a smaller guy on him that he can kind of get going in the post. So I think like Tyler, you know, Tyler finding his game is going to be important to keeping him active because they're going to need like that bigger defender on Hero rather than Jaime.
Leo good point, in the G. chat.
Rare good point. Lou. Rare good point.
Leo in the chat, Lou, is going crazy because we're getting on Tyler Hero for being shit. Leo wants us to give shit to Bam Adebayo. I personally can't do that because
Why Bam?
Bam played well. Like I mean, I don't know what to be upset about Bam at Bam about. But I mean, give me your saucy take. Was Bam shitty? Like I thought no. He was fine.
Bam was out here trying to cover up for all their nooks and crannies while offensively still having probably one of his most, this is probably going to be his most efficient game of the series. People are, you know, I guess he didn't grab rebounds. I mean, did we see who he was being tasked to guard? It was like he was never in the paint to begin with. I don't know. I thought Bam played fine. You know, the Tyler, just Tyler needs to trust his teammates a little more. It felt like it, I feel like he feels the burden is on him to win and it's not on the team. And that's the issue. He was forcing too much. Just these floaters that he gets to, he was forcing them for no reason. Like contested. Yeah. We could have probably shot better. Shooting variance happens. That's probably not going to happen with this current roster that we have out there, but it is what it is. No reason anybody should be hating on Bam today. I thought he did a job, at least defensively and offensively. He was going at Porzingis, made Porzingis look like Porzingis always does versus Bam Adebayo. So I don't see the Bam hate. I don't see it.
Can I just say to back up Lou's point here, because I do think, and this is something that we're going to have to monitor throughout the entire series. I do think there is something to be said about Tyler. And we talked about it in the last post game that we did. Tyler knowing that this is going to be his series to carry the offense and to also change the narrative about himself within the NBA. How much of that is going to take away from his own actual focus in the game and relying on his teammates? And you could see it with Jaime. The IQ when Jaime has the ball is so much far ahead of where Tyler is right now. But is that his own personal development, or is that more him trying to focus on, I got to get 20 and 10 tonight?
I think Wednesday is going to be a lot better for Tyler. I think the entire team is going to settle down a little bit. Like, honestly, it's a quick turnaround. Like, I'm not trying to make a bunch of excuses, but listen, 10 days compared to 1.5, right? Like, so I'm not trying to, like, just, I don't want to do the pile on Tyler thing, but I do want to be honest with the fucking people watching it. Like, he was trash. Like, if I sit here and try to defend Tyler, I'd sound really disingenuous. But one thing I want to say, one way, I don't care what Tyler does, they're not going to win with Caleb Martin with 4 points, Haywood Highsmith with 0, and Duncan Robinson with 5. Like, let's not even talk about the main guys right now, the Jaime Hawkinses, the Tyler Heroes, the Bam Adebayos. Like, those ancillary guys, especially Caleb, with 29 minutes on the floor tonight, like, you got to do better than 4 points, 2 for 6. A lot of really dumb fucking decisions, continuously stepping on the line for the longest twos possible. Like, these guys have to do more. Kevin Love had a really good, like, short stint, But all of these sidekicks, they got to do better than they did tonight.
By the way, I throw Jovic in there, although he needs to play more. Duncan, you know, it's funny because Duncan played 15 minutes tonight. He was 2 for 4 from the field, 1 for 3 from three. He makes one more three, and, like, his percentages look good. I just think that in limited minutes against an aggressive defense like Boston, it's just going to be tough for him. But I agree with everything that you're saying. Like, DeLon Wright cannot count on 17 points from DeLon Wright. That has to come from guys like Caleb Martin, from guys like Nikola Jovic, from, you know, a little bit more out of Highsmith, not 0 points, 0 for 4 from 3. There was one 3 that he took in the corner where he, like, sidestepped like you're Duncan Robinson. Dog, stay still. You're not a movement shooter. What are you? Do you practice that shot? Have you ever practiced that shot? You know what I mean? Like, so they have some stuff that these guys have to work on, and I think that, Alf, there's a part of it of, like, the game got out of hand so early that everyone felt they had to make a home run. And that's not what this team is good
at. I don't even know, like, Weird Alf in the chat says Haywood has got to be quicker with the trigger. And that's one of the things, like, I almost felt like there were times that there was no sense of urgency. Like, these guys are like, they keep driving and kicking for a better look until there's a shot clock violation.
Yep.
Like, I'm really, really, really sick of that fucking offense. And listen, like, people say, oh, are you a better coach than Spo? No. Even though I have a little middle school basketball coaching in my background, I'm not trying to brag, right? But year 5, like, the offense cannot be driving, kick for 23 and a half seconds until you get the greatest shot imaginable. Because a lot of times what happens is we get a bullshit or a terrible shot. Like, these guys, when they have a small window, they got to pull the trigger. Like, I saw Tyler doing it, Haywood doing it, Caleb doing it, everybody was doing it. They kept I think it's an offensive mentality that the coaching staff has instilled.
They got to pull the trigger on the drives. Like, they need to get that floater game going. They're not a good offense, and they're not going to be a good offense against one of the best defenses in the league. You got to take what you can get. Any little fucking thing that you get, you take. And if you don't make it, who cares? Run on the other end. But you've got to take what's available to you, and you cannot work the geometry of the floor to hope to get a shot that simply is not going to exist when you've been incompetent on offense all year, and now you're missing your arguably two best offensive players. And your third or fourth best offensive player has a fucked up back.
Yeah, like, honestly, Duncan Robinson's not going to be right, Brass. Like, these guys, like, we cannot have this offense where we're so slow pace and we're looking for the perfect shot, because quite literally, because of the weapons that you have on the floor, the perfect shot will never come.
No.
Like, not against that defense.
Nobody needs to be double teamed. Like, nobody's commanding, like, so much attention that it's spacing the floor. Like, if you get a small window, these guys got to pull it. And they weren't. Like, honestly, DeLon started pulling it in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, like, there's a little comeback happening.
Yeah. I mean, they just – why are they threatened by anybody? I mean, it's – yeah, they don't – Boston doesn't need the double-team shit. I mean, and Rozier could really – he's got enough offensive firepower to kind of change the math a little bit. But, again, defensively, what you're getting in return is, you know, who knows, that could be a net negative, but it would certainly make the offense,
listen, our starting backcourt right now
better.
I was gonna say, I do think Rozier not being healthy for this series is a massive blow to our offense. I think you desperately need his ability to drive and kick and create just more of a flow for our team. I think you're seeing it right now. Without him, our guard situation is not capable for this series.
Not great.
Lou, going forward, like, we talked a lot about Haywood maybe starting over Caleb, or starting over, right now you can't take Jaime out of the starting line.
No, he stays.
But I mean, Haywood has not looked great either. Like, Haywood looks timid and scared. 0 points tonight, 0 for 4 from three. No 2-point field goal attempts at all. You know, just 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Like, he just wasn't doing much of anything. Like, is Haywood the answer? Is there an answer right now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out in my head as you're bringing up all these points. Like, I don't know if there is an answer. If Highsmith isn't hitting at the clip he was hitting during that stretch late March to mid-April, early April, then I mean, why is he, you know, why is he the guy too? Then you, you know, you try to think DeLon maybe. I mean, that's probably who I would go with. If I had to take Caleb out of the starting lineup, I'd probably throw DeLon in there and just, you know, obviously move Caleb to the bench and some of those point guard minutes go to somebody like Patty Mills. I know I can't believe I just said that, but they need somebody to shoot the fucking ball. And lo and behold, he will shoot the fucking ball.
Oh, he'll shoot. And honestly, he's one of the only people, Boots, that when he's out there, listen, I'm really not campaigning for Patty.
Right? No, I'm not either, but
let's
I'm
not
just
get it playing. Twisted.
Listen, I can't get in on that one.
I will say is he's one of the only people that like doesn't look like he's afraid of offense.
Well, because he's how many postseason minutes does the guy have under his belt? Like there is something to veteran experience, just kind of giving you this self-confidence in the playoffs, even when you're playing like dog shit like that, like he has been this year. But he's still going to come out there and just be probably more capable than some of the other guys just because of the lack of fear to just put it up and see what happens.
I'm all for more DeLon, though.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
It was like a warm hug every time he had the ball in his hands tonight, man.
Listen, he played three less minutes than Caleb Martin. He needs to play like twice as many. Like,
yeah.
Fucking G, you know this has been me all year, right?
Boy.
Caleb Martin. Someone said move Caleb to Broward. No, move that motherfucker to fucking Xinjiang, China, wherever the fuck they play with them. Like,
you could have just named a real Chinese city like Shanghai.
I couldn't think of a fucking name. I think that was racist. What I did.
100%. No. Brass, take him out.
Shanghai.
I was trying to say that one. The Tigers. What's their name?
Guangdong Tigers.
Yeah. Is it Guangdong?
I thought Guangdong. That doesn't sound right.
Anyway.
I believe.
Are we canceled?
No, Caleb needs to go fucking far, far away. Like,
say, don't send him to Broward. Ice cats are hot right now. We don't need that.
Exactly.
Send him to Boston.
Palm Beach? Palm Beach? 561?
Send him to fucking Port St. Lucie.
Jupiter?
But, like, Caleb, like, this idea, everybody was all on my ass all year because I was like, yo, trade Caleb at the deadline. Like, he is redundant. Like, get something for Caleb Martin before you lose him for nothing. And everyone's like, no, we need Caleb. No, the fuck we don't. Like, Caleb has been so fucking bad all year. Like, I'm telling you, when he's on the Wizards next year, it is going to heal this fan base. And everyone's going to forgive me for my racist Chinese city that I said. I'm not sure what I said.
Don't say it again.
Don't just
should I repeat it?
Keep fucking digging, Alf. Holy shit.
I'm sorry to our sponsor for today's episode, United.
I thought this was just... Sorry.
It's okay.
Drip
sponsored
drop.
By Basil Hayden. Drop.
No, I cannot drip drop that one. No.
Yeah, you
can. I can't.
Shout out to Unified, who's sponsoring this episode today.
Shout out Unified.
Somebody said, I have a lot of Chinese friends. Yes, I do, by the way.
Do you?
Weather is beautiful today.
Weird Al says stop Asian hate. I wasn't trying. I was actually. There's a. I'm sorry.
Isn't
I'm
like
not,
Asian?
I'm not.
Isn't like Asian History Month like in a couple days?
It should. It
just
should
under
the
be.
Wire, Alf.
We have Asian in time as an apology.
Alf, game two on Wednesday. I'll take over right now. I'll drive.
Yeah, game two on any Wednesday. Thoughts on Rui Hachimura?
For game two on Wednesday.
Wow. He's not Chinese.
I know
G.
he's not Chinese.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the
fucking canceled? Thank God that happened. I want to take him out so bad.
Oh. What is going on?
Hangover time is back, baby.
It starts with an X. Like there's a name of a city. It starts with an X.
Oh,
and that's what I was trying to say.
Chad says Alf's not racist. He loves Chinese.
It starts
got like
with
10, it's got like 10 menus in the drawer. Oh.
Speaking of racist.
I love a segue.
So Boston.
I thought for sure you were going to go to Peyton Pritchard. I was so sure.
No. It's cool. I think Brass actually has a picture of the Celtics celebrating, the Celtics fans celebrating the street today. Because, you know, Banner 18 has been a huge deal. So, I mean, I think they really got the sense that they have Banner 18 in their sights, in their hands. Like, it's one of the least racist banners they're ever going to have. Mm-hmm. Like, the second one since Reagan. Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal for them. Brass, do you have that photo of them in the street celebrating? Photo.
It's their first post-Obama.
Yeah.
There they go.
Oh, man. Jesus.
That poor, poor man in the three-piece suit.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? I don't know if people know that, but that's O'Shea Brissett. That's that man. The Celtic fans just didn't know who he was.
Oh, Jesus Christ.